Words of Life Daily Devotional, Sunday, 25th January, 2026. Reverend Echo Eschen. Topic: Jesus Christ is our foundation. Scripture: Ephesians 2:20, the New King James Version. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. The Christian faith is founded on the person of Jesus Christ. Without him, Christianity would not have existed. The church is built on Jesus Christ, who is the rock. He himself, not an institution, a philosophy, a creed, or ideology, is the foundation. Jesus Christ himself is the foundation. Now, what is a foundation? A foundation is the lowest part of a building, which is built below the ground level, through which all loads from the building are transferred to the natural soil. This sends home the truth that in our Christian faith, to be founded on Jesus Christ means the church, which is also known as the body of Christ, is solidly premised and founded on our Lord Jesus, the Christ. We are deeply rooted and grounded on him as our solid rock. Our opening scripture from Ephesians 2:20 demonstrates this in plain language. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. He laid his life down for the world, and to those who will later come to believe in him, he extended a right hand of fellowship for us to be called partakers of his inheritance. The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 28:16 clearly reiterates this truth of the person of Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. This foundation is the person of Jesus Christ himself, the works and relevance of his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, his seating on the throne, and ultimately the outpouring of the Spirit and his present intercessory ministry for the church. There is no alternative foundation to him, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. The New King James Version. Now, as the body of Christ, we, as saints, having believed in Jesus Christ, have a goodly heritage, being beneficiaries of Christ's death to his ascension and present intercessory role as a mediator for the church. We are deeply rooted and firmly grounded in him. We are unshakable, unmovable, unperturbed, because we have our source founded in Christ Jesus, the rock. Hallelujah. Confession. I am born again and made a child of God. I am blessed with the knowledge of who I am grounded in. Christ is my rock. He is my foundation. My life is premised on his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, his seating on the throne, and ultimately the outpouring of his Spirit, as well as his present intercessory ministry for the church of which I am a part. I am solidly secured in him. Amen. Further reading, Matthew 16:15 to 18. The New King James Version, verse 15. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Verse 16. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. 1 Peter 2:4-6, English Standard Version. Verse 4. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious. Verse 5. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 6. For it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again or saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link. https://echoeschun.lifeconventionministries.org org/salvation-invitation/.